Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, it's mock draft time. Here's what we've determined. So, at first, we were all just going to go around and make picks, but I don't know that anybody cares about White Brian's Utah Jazz pick, right?
I mean, I do. I might throw 20 cents on it.
That's true. Shout out to White Brian's betting habits. Instead, what we're going to do, everybody lay out the top five relatively quickly, and then who the Wiz take at six because of that. And I can't imagine any of us have any discrepancy at one and two.
Yeah, so maybe start at three.
I think we'll be able to. That's a good idea. Does anybody think it won't be Flagg or Harper? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, so you just have to give three, four, five, six. Toby, start us off.
All right, third pick going to be VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. Fourth pick, JP's guy, Con Knipple, goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Fifth pick.
It is wild how everybody has Knipple going fourth, and everybody's like, I don't think he's that good. Clearly, people do.
I like him. I wouldn't take him there, but seems like Charlotte's been linked to him a lot, so I'll go with him there. Fifth, Trey Johnson with a sixth pick. The Wizards end up with Ace Bailey. He's the most enigmatic guy in this draft. Everybody's talking about him because they can't get a read on this guy, and they can't get a read on him because he didn't work out for any teams in the pre-draft process. But in terms of raw talent, I think he's the second most talented guy in this draft behind Cooper Flagg. I think you just look at his game, and it looks like a game that you can make some big some tweaks to. You can improve some things, and he has superstar potential. His shot-making ability is second to none in this NBA draft. I mean, the stuff that he was able to make at Rutgers, you're looking at wondering, how in the heck is he consistently knocking down these shots? Now, there are some red flags to me. I think his handle is pretty loose. I think his shot selection could use some work. But I think those are all things that you can develop. And if that's the case, I think he has the highest upside of anybody you could get at six. So give me Ace Bailey to the Wizards.
Okay, who'd you have going five?
Trey Johnson.
Okay. All right, the picks are in. Toby has Ace Bailey sliding to the Wiz at six. Let's go to my man Bennett. He's one of the people that's seen Days of Confused.
Yeah, so I am not one of those people that think Ace Bailey will be there at six. I think the Sixers are going to pick him at three.
Okay. I think that'll be a disaster, but okay.
It may be.
For
it
them.
May be.
All right, so Bennett says Bailey at number three, which really opens this thing up. Continue.
I could be very wrong. Then I have Edgecombe. If Edgecombe's in Charlotte, don't think Charlotte can pass him up. And then I have Trey Johnson going to the Jazz and Jeremiah Fears at six for the Wiz.
You're leaving Knipple on the board?
I do.
You've lost all your Days of Confused credit.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so you have them taking Fears?
I do.
Why?
It's an open starting point guard spot. And I think Jeremiah Fears is very good. I think he would fit in well with the Wizards. And that's all I can say right now.
The only thing, I really like Jeremiah Fears. And
you said you're trying to limit how much you like him.
Because if I watched him all the time,
you're like in middle school and don't want the girl to know you like her.
Yeah. He's my exact type of player that I would draft. And the issue is he has the major red flag. I can't take a guard that can't shoot. And he couldn't shoot in high school. He couldn't shoot at Oklahoma. The stroke looks good. But when you shoot 20% from three, under 30% at all, coming in, I can't take you. Even though he can get anywhere on the floor, he can make passes, he can get to the rim and finish. If you can't shoot from three in the NBA, we've seen how that's played out with guards for years. It just doesn't work, especially recently.
Who's my guy from Wisconsin?
Johnny Davis.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, you notice Toby's talking about he has a type and the stroke looks good?
That man been outside lately. The heat got him acting
Toby's
different.
Toby's finally starting to live. All right, well, we can't go for Bennett to White Bryant because nobody will know the difference. So we'll go to Jeff. Jeff, you're up.
Okay, so I was with Toby on Edgecombe and Knipple, but I think the Jazz are going to pick up Jeremiah Fears. And I was torn between Trey Johnson and Ace Bailey, but after that little quote that Chris Miles said when it's he was talking about how his teammates were like, he always like a workhorse. He wants to get up with them at 5 a.m. and work out. I love that. So I'm taking Ace Bailey at 6 for the Wizards.
I want to change my pick.
What a hater.
That's my biggest, youngest hater right there. The youngest hater in charge.
Toby said he chirps people nowadays.
I'll chirp Jeff.
If you missed any of our interview with NBA TV's Chris Miles, that was at noon. You can get it on the Odyssey app, but you can also get it wherever you listen to your podcast. It was awesome. Miles has seen all these guys in person, has talked to all their coaches.
He's so good.
He's so good, and he's so dialed on hoops. All right, so we now have two Ace Baileys and one Jeremiah Fears. Let's let my man Bennett go.
You mean Ben?
Ben. Listen.
I know.
We got to do what?
Ben, so is your real name Benjamin?
Yeah, my name is Ben. You can call me Strober.
Benji.
What's your last name, Bennett?
My last name is Solomon.
Golly.
Both BS.
Would you believe that one of Bennett's first shift was Ben Standing hosting? I was board opping and Bennett was here. And Ben Standing goes, we have me, Ben Standing, and then we have Ben over there, and then a Bennett over there as well.
B. Mitchell Landfill, take vacation. We're full of BS. All right, Strober. Go ahead.
You guys are forgetting something very important about this NBA draft. I'll start off with that and I'll get into it. VJ Edgecombe to Philadelphia at 3, it makes sense. I think it's a really good fit. And I think Philadelphia, if Embiid plays, which is always a wild card, he probably won't play. That makes a lot of sense. They could be a scary team. Knipple goes number 4 to Charlotte. I think the writing's just been on the wall for that. I could actually see him going 3, but I'll just stick with what I'm going with here. At number 5, Brooklyn is going to trade up for that pick and take Jeremiah Fears. I think they've been really high on him throughout this process. Brooklyn has 5 first-round picks in this draft. They have... it's insane. That doesn't even make any sense. They're going to trade some of those picks to move up here and get their guy in Fears. The Wizards get Ace at 6, who fall right into their lap. And then Trey Johnson goes to New Orleans at 7. Utah will probably get Malawach at 8, because it's going to be crazy that he's still there.
Okay.
He gave you the extensive.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first started doing radio hits, I just never stopped talking. People put me on, be like, yeah, Finley will kill an hour. All right, White Brian. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, I also have Edgecombe going 3. I also have the Nets trading up into the top couple picks here, but they're trading up to 4 to take Ace Bailey. Con Knipple goes 5.
Just a hater.
And the Wizards end up with 2025 Rookie of the Year, Trey Johnson.
Ooh.
Okay.
Rookie of the Year. You know what I want them to do, JP? I don't think they can do it because I don't think they want to move. Chris Miles alluded to this with number 2. I would love for the Wizards to trade up to 2 and take Dylan Harper. I would love that. Find a way to make that work. You got 6-18. You've got some young talent on this team that
I don't think the Spurs get off that.
I don't think they do, but I would be really intrigued. I'd be making phone calls all the way up until they officially turn in that card. Because Dylan Harper, to me, is just, he's a franchise type guy. I think Ace Bailey can, but there's more red flags in terms of his playing style, not even off the court stuff, just playing style. I would love to have Dylan Harper.
How did it make you feel when Miles said that Caleb Williams as a person is kind of an apt comp to what's going on with Ace Bailey's pre-draft stuff.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's weird because he apparently wants to come to the Wizards, right? I mean, it'd be one thing, the Caleb Williams stuff was he didn't want to go to Chicago, and so he was trying to find another place. He ends up going to Chicago. Where was Caleb Williams' spot? Because I think it's totally different. If Caleb Williams' spot was, I don't know, New England at three, and he ended up in New England, would it be a little bit of a different conversation? Ace Bailey sounds like his spot is D.C. Like, he's telling all the teams ahead, He's not taking workouts. It kind of sounds like he wants to come here. And if he wants to come here, fine.
It does kind of seem like he might just want to be here.
Yeah.
I'm into that. All right, here's mine. It's pretty chalky. Flag one, Harper two. I just don't think the Spurs ever think they're going to be that high again for a while. And so you just take, I mean, the Spurs all of a sudden, Wemby, what's up with Wemby's health? Wasn't that like a pretty serious thing? Blood clots or whatever?
Yeah, I think he's doing fine now.
Okay.
He's hanging out with the monks.
Yeah. He's...
I feel like you would do well in that environment, White Brian.
I think so, too.
Yeah. White Brian's taking a vow of silence and works in radio. Does Rose talk a lot?
Not really, no.
Very quiet house?
Pretty quiet.
You guys strike me as more cat people than dog people. Which might...
We are getting a cat.
Of course you are, because you don't have a dog, despite your dog mom cup.
Yeah, I was going to say, the animals probably make more noise in that house.
Yeah, we'll be getting a cat next week.
Good God, when does football season start? Cooper Flag 1, Dylan Harper 2, Edgecombe 3. I've seen this all along, and it fits to me, because Charlotte has some guys that can fill it up that, like, they could use somebody that just does everything. I think Con Knipple goes to the Hornets.
Will you be crestfallen if he's taken before six?
No, because I'm prepared for it. I don't think he's there at six. And, dude, I'll be honest. I really like Con. And much of this is based off watching highlights, which probably don't tell you the whole story. You should probably watch some lowlights, too. You know that Mike Shanahan, before drafts, liked to only watch highlights of the guys he wanted?
Makes you feel good about him, right?
Because his thing was, I'm going to get them to play at their best, so show me their best.
Yeah, I like that.
Didn't really work.
No, but I don't hate that idea. Like, if a guy can do it once as a coaching mantra, I can get him to do it again, right?
If you're going to date a girl, do you only want to see the pictures she puts on Instagram, or do you want to see real life? Because they have a way of lighting and, like, that weird arm bend and leaning backwards. Could be a little gut involved the way they can make pictures look. You need to see the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see the highs and the lows.
Non-Photoshop.
Give me the highs, man. I got Flag, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple. Trey Johnson goes fifth to the Jazz. And then Ace Bailey, bang.
I like
Washington
it.
Wizard.
What's your reaction going to be if that's tonight? Ace Bailey gets announced as a sixth pick.
I'm in. I don't know if you know this about me, Toby. I'm Mr. Optimistic.
Yeah, I'm fully in on Ace Bailey.
To hear the phrase that the Wizards have the right culture for a guy like Ace Bailey, hard to think those words could be said about the organization of Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden.
Well, and I think he fits exactly what they need. They need a scorer. They need a wing. Because you think about what they're trying to do now with Bob Carrington being set as the point guard, and he's going to be ball dominant. You got Ace Bailey, who's a shot creator. You got Bilal Coulibaly. You've got Alex Sarr. Keyshawn George fits in there somewhere as well. I mean, you've got now a squad of young guys with various talents on the offensive and defensive sides of the floor. I kind of like it. And one of the things that Ace Bailey's camp, it seemed like, was preaching, and part of the reason why Washington is so attractive for him, is they wanted to get him on the floor early and often. And they wanted him to play, you know, 25, 30 minutes as a rookie. Look around the NBA last year. Find a team that played more young guys than the Washington Wizards last year. Keyshawn was out there every time he could be out there.
He was good,
dude. Bob played all 82 games. Sarr was out there as often as he could be out there. They're going to play their young guys. And if they lose, then fine, right? Like, that's part of the process. But let the young guys go out there and play. And so I think if you're Ace Bailey's camp, that's probably part of why Washington's so attractive. You can go out there and build a chemistry with these young guys. You're going to get an opportunity to play as many minutes as you can handle. I think it's great if he ends up here, because I think you can develop him, and I think he has the highest potential of anybody you could get at six.
I agree with that with a carve-out. Doesn't Malawach have the highest potential of anybody you could get at six? Just with the size? Like, sure. You can't get that. If he has an offensive game.
Yeah, I mean.
That's something else entirely.
If
you're going straight, like, what is the complete, fullest lottery ticket potential of this kid? Isn't it him over Ace? Or do you think Ace is, like, could be that good of an offensive force?
I think Ace could be that good.
What is Ace's best ceiling comp?
Scoring style?
Just all of
it. I want to hear why, Brian.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
He's not the shooter, though.
No, he's
Durant was a shooter.
But he's a different style. Like,
Durant's bigger. Didn't they say Ace was a little shorter than they expected?
He's also going to grow a little bit. He's 19. So he's going to grow a little bit. So
only way I was growing at 19 was out.
I see why White Brian say KD.
But if you watch,
he constantly
highlight.
Hits that elbow shot.
Yeah, that mid-range.
He's a mid-range assassin.
So that's one of the things that I like about him. Obviously, that's probably his strong suit, is that mid-range pull-up. It's also a thing that scares me about him. And that's why it's an interesting dichotomy for me, JP, because if I were at three, if I were the Sixers, I would not take Ace Bailey. But at six, when some of the other options that I take over him are gone, I would take him. Because he lives on that mid-range pull-up. And if you watch him at Rutgers, that mid-range pull-up is contested, and he knocks it down. It's a little different at the NBA level. If that mid-range pull-up is still contested, chances are you're not knocking it down. I think his handle's a little bit loose. But I, again, think that's all stuff that you can clean up and work on and turn him into a really, really good player. I think as a scorer, he's never going to be KD, because there's never going to be another KD. He's one of the greatest scorers of all time. But
is a better comp for this kid like a you hope he becomes like a Paul George or a Kawhi? Durant to me is something.
No, I hope he did not become a Paul George.
George was really good for a while.
I just think his highlights remind you of Durant.
Yeah, I mean, he's also in his 30s.
Both those guys are all-time defenders, too. I don't know if Ace Bailey projects as a
yeah.
He's defender.
Definitely Kawhi.
He's just that long, lanky guy that can shoot over the top of guys. That's where you get the Durant comp, right? That's where you get that.
Someone proposed a trade and said the Spurs give Milwaukee number two and De'Aaron Fox for the number two and the Greek Freak. For the Greek Freak.
They're not trading Giannis.
There's been talk of Giannis to the Spurs. That's been the whisper
for a
while.
He's not getting traded, though. He's not getting traded.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.